One Solution.
Hi, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. I've been speaking with William a few times in the last few weeks regarding online listings that we do with Google and Facebook to help optimize our business. He mentioned he wanted me to give you a call. He gave me your phone number to reach out. So do you mind if I talk to you a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's fine, man.
If we can help. Okay, well, I just want to make sure, obviously, he mentioned this is for One Solutions LLC. You guys both run that business, or is it for the other business he mentioned?
Nope, for One Solution LLC.
Okay, so I'll just walk you through briefly what we do. So, again, we are a premier channel partner with Google. So what we do is essentially make sure that the business can show up on Google when people are doing a search for, like, seating or, you know, any of your main core business. I know that he mentioned that's basically what you're looking to focus on. And he said that you're the person that's usually in charge of most of the online marketing stuff. Okay.
Correct.
So just out of curiosity,
Which
what do you
I
get
haven't done in, nothing right now. It's been over a year since I was doing anything with it because I had since went back to work, but I am back to working with this business now. So I'm just trying to get things back into place with that. So previously we had purchased a domain with GoDaddy. We were utilizing GoSite at that time. I had to kind of let go of things as I had some family health issues that I had to deal with out of state. So I, like I said, I'm between that and then doing part-time work elsewhere. I have not really had the reins of this in a while. As of today, I have renewed that that website domain. I do need to request, I guess, for GoSite to release what they have of the website. Because as of right now, it just says when you go to that website, even though I've renewed our domain, that I need to reach out to GoSite.
What's the domain?
It's onesolutionlandscapes with an S .com. I've left several messages for GoSite, but nobody's getting back in touch with me.
Well, I will let you know, maybe my timing ends up being perfect because we do provide website services as part of our service. So where we would actually help you build it out using our platform on your domain.
Okay.
Now, with One Solution, is it the number one or is it O-N-E Solution?
It's the number one.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, great. So I do see there it says GoSite, website is no longer in service. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in that regard, you have access to where we could just populate any type of website on it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was set up previously where we had all of our work, all of our information. I mean, I designed the website, and then they kind of came in and, you know, revamped it and that sort of thing and worked with me on, you know, getting us at the top of the list for search engines and that, to where we were second on the list, I think, overall when people search for hydro seeding or landscaping. But since then, nothing has been done. So I'm not really sure where to begin with it at this point because I'm not sure once they release it back to me.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you bought the domain, though, right? Like, it's your domain.
Yeah, and I designed the website. So they just came on and kind of revamped it. So I'm hoping.
And now they have your password to prevent you from accessing it.
Right. So I'm not really sure exactly what to do at this point, being that I can't get a hold of anybody there. I know when I had used a previous service in the past, it was as simple as just contacting them, reaching out to them and saying, you know, hey, I'm going to have somebody else, you know, assist me with this. And they just released it and then GoSite was able to take it over. But like I said, I don't even know once they release it back to me if my old content will still be on there or if they'll remove everything. I have no idea.
I mean, it sounds like that they've taken all the coding off. I mean, just from my experience with that, unless they stored it somewhere, which I've never heard of that. It sounds like they just somehow taken all off and put this information, because it sounds like you stopped working with them, right? It wasn't like you suspended it. You just stopped completely.
They had called me to like continue renewal and stuff, and I had told them at that time that I was going to have to pause things because I was out of town taking care of my father.
Right.
So, and we've been back and forth between me taking care of my dad and my aunt in a different state. So they had several different times just said, you know, hey, we're just going to renew it for free right now. Don't worry about it on such and such date. We'll talk and we'll renew. And then I talked to them on that date and they're like, well, don't worry about it. We don't want to lose to the customer. We'll just go ahead and renew. And then I think it was June of last year, May or June, I'm not sure. I had told them, I said, listen, I appreciate you guys doing this, but I cannot do any further business right now just because of where I am at. And so that was just kind of the cancel of it. But now when I get on there, like if I log in, because it says to reach out to GoSite, but when I reach out to them by phone or by email, I'm not getting anything back. So I went ahead and logged into what used to be my account with them. Now it's showing that like I owe like $200 and some odd, which is just the renewal fee is what it is. And I'm not doing that because that's not what I'm using right now. So I just don't know how far I want to dive in with another company, without understanding exactly how things will be optimized. So that was, that's just what I need to clarify with you or whomever I decide
to work
with.
No worries. And so, well, I will let you know, obviously, we do talk a lot. I mean, we have no problem you interacting with us all the time in terms of modifications on your website and whatnot. I was going to ask you, do you accept text messages on the phone I'm talking to you on?
On my cell phone, yes.
So the 704-500-4109?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and just to make sure I have your first name spelled correctly, is it with a C or a K?
C-A-S as in Sierra, S as in Sierra, I-E.
Okay, so Cassie. Okay, great. So that's what I had first. Okay, so the first text message is saying, hi, Cassie. This is John Kyle from Local Splash. It's coming from our 877 number, so that's our main line.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where you'd get a hold of anyone in the call center. And then the second message I'm sending from our 877 number is a link to a sample website we would do. The reason why I'm sending you that is just so that we have an idea of the content we could do, because most likely – And I don't want to make it sound like it's worth doing this to it, but most likely GoSite like dumped your content or the code, right? And and so if you needed to get an website up and running very quickly, I just sent you a sample website of a landscaper, like Four Elements Landscape and Design. Let me know if you saw that on the text message.
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay. So this would be included, right, with our service of optimization, because you and I both know a relatively clean website. It doesn't have to have, like, tons of graphics, but a clean website is important for people to see, right? So we definitely optimize it a little bit, too, for cell phone use. You'll notice when you pull it up on your cell phone, when you scroll down, the click-to-call icon stays at the top of the page at all times and at the bottom.
Yeah. And this is very similar to what I had set up before as well.
Okay. So then, again, it would be a very similar structure than something you're used to. And in this case, you just customize it however you want. You let us know what type of content you want on it, whether it's different photos versus, you know, some of the stock photos. And, of course, you're going to have your own logo and everything else if you already have your own logo that you need to import. So all that is possible as part of our service. I was looking at GoSite's pricing point. I'm sure it's really, really similar to ours. And then the other thing that we do, though, with the same price point is we do $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. Have you ever looked into doing, like, social media marketing?
No, just because I'm not a big social media person, so doing it daily was a stretch for me, you could say.
Okay. Well, that's why having someone like us in your corner to manage it really helps. So what we do is we run the ads for you. Are you familiar with how the Facebook ads work? Out of curiosity?
Yeah, I've looked into them before. They had provided me, well, were supposed to be providing with me with different posts and such, but I don't think the ads, though. I think that was actually an extra thing. But they never actually
gotcha.
Did anything with Facebook. So I eventually ended
yeah,
up...
Yeah, most people...
...for my Facebook.
Fair enough, because most people who promise to do the posts, they don't really invest as much, because that's more of like content marketing and
right.
I will let you know, just being a optimizer, you know, and being an optimizing company for about 20 years now, content marketing involves a lot of time, and the ROI is not really there as much as, you know, people might think. So we do
yeah.
definitely say, hey, please provide as many posts on your Facebook as you want from time to time to promote the business, but we'll run ads, and the ads work really well, and we do the initial setup too. If you want us to build out your Facebook business profile with like a virtual business card and a couple things like that, that's no problem for us. We definitely are accustomed to programming that part of it. But as far as the you know, daily or weekly posts, yeah, you know, I want to be clear on that. That's not a part of the service that we provide. What we
okay.
do is we run the boost ads. And
okay.
so for our clients, we just do the boost ads, so that way you can hit people and, you know, when they're looking for you on Google, right? So just to briefly walk through boost ads, if someone was looking for eating or landscaping or whatever it is that you wanted to promote as a keyword, if they're looking on Google earlier in the day or week, the way the Facebook ads work is that Facebook ad will pop up and hit them maybe later on in the evening when they're relaxing and scrolling through social media. So if that's,
okay.
you know, a key level of what you're...
Do that via the Meta Business Suite, or do you, is that something just through Facebook that you utilize that?
It's boost ads. So it's not like the marketplace or anything like that. It's just through Facebook.
Okay.
We don't really touch IG, mainly because from our experience, when it comes to IG, it's not, not really hitting like the business or homeowners as heavily.
Sure.
As Facebook does. So
okay.
the ROI just wasn't really there for us to keep running ads on that and using the clicks.
Okay.
Okay. So we do $100 a month for most of our clients, and that keeps them pretty happy, and it lasts almost the entire month. So as part of our service, the total package, similar to what you're used to, I'm sure, it's a $249 a month on a month-to-month plan to include $100 of Facebook ads, the website building and programming, like we mentioned, and then, of course, the optimization on Google to make sure we push you to the top as quickly as possible.
Okay. Are you able to send me an email with that kind of itemized out there, what's included with that?
Yep. I sent it to hydroseeding101@gmail.com before on William's request.
Okay. Would I just look under Splash? Is that where it's coming from? Because I can probably look.
I'm actually going to send it to you again. No worries.
Okay.
It's probably trickled into junk. So it says local splash follow-up from John Kyle, Google and Facebook marketing. And then it, like you said, it itemizes pretty much everything we do at that $249 rate.
Okay. And that includes the voice optimization as well?
We haven't had much success with that either with our clients. If you wanted to do voice, I'd say, you know, please don't look to us to do it. We did that so much in the past, and a lot of our clients weren't really getting the results. Did you get good results on voice?
I didn't utilize that with Ghost. I don't know if that was kind of like prior to the times of utilizing that or not. That was just something that William had mentioned to me to look into.
Yeah, like from what we've experienced, and again, in the 20 years we did it for a few, what we experienced is that when it comes to certain types of services, it still requires a little bit more digging. So it's not like an urgent need. Like, for example, if you were offering, just give you an example, emergency plumbing services as an example, that might be
mm-hmm.
good on voice, because it's just like, I need one now, you know, or something
mm-hmm.
like that. With the type of business that you are, where people probably look a little bit deeper into what you do, I imagine they
right.
want to check, you know, behind the scenes. That's why the voice wasn't really, and again, we're all about ROI. That's why we offer the price point we do. We know how small business works. Every dollar counts, and good marketing is great, and bad marketing, people feel like, is a waste of money. So we don't want to waste anyone's money.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. And that was kind of what, when I was digging into the voice optimization, I just don't foresee
many homeowners going, I need hydro seeding done, get me a hydro seeder, and then them just calling the first person on there. That just didn't really.
Right. Right. But the voice optimizers will try to convince you that it does work, right? You know what I mean? The sales reps will say, oh yeah, this is what we use on everything. But, so that's one thing. But on your domain, I know this is going to be a little bit of a pickle for you. If you wanted us to redo a different domain, I know that some people are married to a domain. I will let you know while your domain is perfect for your business because it's exactly what you need. If you choose another one or you want us to choose another one, that's okay. And we would optimize it just the same to where, the domain name necessarily wouldn't hinder you it not being the exact one you're used to.
Okay. Well, I prefer not to just because I did just pay the renewal in that with GoDaddy today.
Right. It was just more of if GoSite makes it so challenging for you, you know, that's all.
Right. Okay. And with that $249 a month, if you were to set up the website and all of that, that's included in that $249, correct? Along with the $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Correct. Everything is included. There is a one-time setup fee for everything that is included. It's $99. But other than that, the month one would be $348 would be the grand total, and that was in the email I sent. And then moving forward, $249 a month as long as you're staying on the service.
Okay. One time, $99. Okay. All right. Yeah. I will go ahead and check out that email that you sent me too, and then sit down and talk to William about these tonight. Like I said, I'm just trying to get back in touch with GoSite so I can figure out what's going on with the domain.
Yeah, it's really weird that they're – why would they ever try to hold it hostage? That's super weird.
Like, right. I kind of thought so too. And like I said, we ended service with them it has to be about a year ago. So I'm not really sure that I understand exactly what's happening. So,
especially if you would have just jumped right back into business with them. Like that's a really bad decision on their part. That's where I'm concerned.
Right. Or at least have a number on there where I can call and it's somebody specifically set up for me to go ahead and renew service with them would make more sense, it would seem like.
They didn't want to renew. Like, yeah, that doesn't. Again, I'm just talking from a salesperson perspective, and I'm sure you, as a businesswoman yourself, same thing. It's like, this makes no practical sense.
Yeah, none whatsoever. And it's just their generic number to reach out to them.
Yeah, because they're never going to use that domain. They'll never have use for it.
Right. So yeah. I'm not sure that I'm understanding, but well, I appreciate you getting back to me. Is your direct number the one that you had called me from, or is that just like a channel number that you guys utilize?
Right, right. It's a local pickup number. You're familiar with the process. So since we have a nationwide audience, we do have local pickup numbers pretty much in all area codes. But the 877 number I texted you from with the extension of 1007, easiest way to actually flag me is send me a text message, and then I call right back.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I appreciate that. That's extension. Okay. All right, dear. Well, I will chat with William this evening when he gets in, take a look at that email as well, and then be back in touch with you tomorrow morning.
Okay. And just to let you know, Cassie, our live time is 7 to 14 days. So if you decide you need to get a website up and running in the meantime, how it works is if you want us to buy a domain before you get your domain sorted out, that's okay. Uh-huh. We'll buy a domain. And then if later you need us to import everything into your actual domain, the one that you're getting worked out with GoSite, we can do that switch later too.
Okay.
Call me there.
Okay. Yeah,
but,
definitely.
But we'd be live within 7 to 14 days on both the websites and the Facebook ads if you want to run those.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good, John. I appreciate you giving me a call again. Sorry that I've been kind of sparse and still back and forth between my other jobs. So figuring things out.
Hey, the fact that your business is busy is usually a good sign for us to be successful with you, so that's okay. We're not really looking for the businesses that are struggling to survive. You know, it's definitely the ones that thrive together do well together.
Well, that sounds good. Well, thank you very much, John, for reaching back out, and I'll be back in touch tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, we'll touch base soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.